I don't want to see a moment where I sucked that much.
Is this embarrassing? Yes. Is it awkward? Yes.
No, bitch, it wasn't awkward until you made it awkward by saying awkward.
Ladies and gentlemen,
awkward.
Please. Social podcast.
Save me.
On the Aerial Issues Washington. Wait.
Aerial Issues Washington? That is great.
So my therapist calls me.
I'm like, your therapist calls you?
She's like, good morning, Aerial Issues Washington.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, ma'am, you can't call me that.
My therapist calls me Jose. I was about to say Ariel. She calls me Ariel Abandonment Issues Washington.
That accurate.
Is, yeah.
Still accurate.
Absolutely accurate. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Awkwardly Social Podcast. My name is Jose Chavez. Thank you so much for downloading this episode. I am here with Ariel Anger Management Issues Washington. How you doing?
I manage my anger quite well. I aim it.
Oh, okay.
I focus it.
So you're like the Hulk where you're like, oh, his power is used for good as long as it's aimed at bad. Is that what this is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just can like transform that anger into energy.
Uh-huh.
And then aim it.
Okay.
Precisely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've yet to
Say that to scare you. You can calm down.
That was a little concerning because you laid that out so specifically. I wasn't sure if that was meant for me.
People are going to think I'm actually mean.
Yeah. Why would they think that?
I don't know. Because I say it all the time.
Yeah. But you did just finish telling me how you're in your villain era and then explain to me how
you're in your villain. And then I said, well, not villain era.
No, that's, you know what? That's.
Yeah. I said that's not the right word for it because I'm not doing anything wrong.
You know what? You're right. I'm afraid of pushing it with you.
Yeah, motherfucker. I remember conversations.
Well, that wasn't it. I was just saying I was afraid of going any further with it. Just out of fear for my safety. I love that. Ariel, I told her we're going to be filming this. And I said, you know, just letting you know, because when I've tried to spring it on her before, I forget that people need to be prepared for being on camera.
Specifically women.
Yes, women.
Yes.
And. But at this, there's people who are like, I'm normally used to being on camera. I have to look certain angles, certain profiles. I forgot that was a thing. And I shouldn't forget it because even I have my insecurities about my posture and how I look in photos and videos. So when I sprung it on you, you were like, oh, I can't do that. So this time I gave you ample notice. So you dressed up, you got dolled up.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. I'm just going to put on a different shirt. Like my whole thing was still in sweats and sandals.
Yeah, slides.
And, yes. And
slide
I
slide to the left.
Yes. I look like somebody's retired father, like like immigrant father specifically. Like it's just kind of the look that I have going on right now. And you look like
adorable.
You look ready for success.
Yeah. This week on the Awkwardly Social Podcast, Jose discovers marketing.
Yes, I probably should. You know, thinking
next
about
week,
it.
Next week, we'll move on to branding.
That, you know what? That's not a bad idea. I think I need to reinvent myself into somebody who applies effort. Is that a thing?
No, you apply effort.
I mean, I apply effort to the behind the scenes, but not the aesthetic. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
You look nice.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Those are nice slides.
Thank you very much.
A little scuff there. Oh, too.
Well, I mean, they're like 4 years old or something.
Yeah, but they're good, though.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much.
They look like sturdy, reliable slides.
I feel like we need to move off of the slides at this point. They're not even on the shot. The people have lost interest.
Lift your leg up.
Yeah, no, I'm not
Let
doing
them see
that.
How those Pilates are working out.
There, it's not.
Get,
I oh, my
get
God.
That
I haven't
up
done,
there.
I haven't done Pilates in like 2 months.
Why? You were so happy.
Well, it's because to save money, I paused my membership, and so I couldn't go do the Pilates.
Only
and I enjoyed,
fans, bro.
Look, I'm not going to get into this
again.
You could
have made enough
not,
money to do that, and then you could incorporate Pilates into your OnlyFans. Like, you were just leaving money on the table.
I don't think my OnlyFans would do quite as well as you imply that it would do.
It would if you did Pilates.
Think of it this way, okay? It would look like a turtle on its back trying to turn over, but that's
and maybe someone's into that.
I don't want to meet the person who's like, ooh, can you struggle to get up right now? That's my kink. My kink is a lack of core strength.
I'm picturing someone like.
I have to rock back and forth.
No,
like,
you don't. He's
do you
agile.
Like this?
Oh, don't yeah. let him do that. He's agile.
I'm less agile without the Pilates.
You are far more, like, I noticed the change, the flexibility and stuff, especially in your arms.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a change.
There's a video of me where I'm going down a slide and it looks like a Lego character going down a slide. Because my arms are so stiff and I'm just kind of like, on the way down.
I used to always, like, I can't unsee the Fifth Element.
Yeah.
The opening dudes watching us escape.
That is essentially what I look like.
But not anymore. Your arms are, like, free to move and you. I'm saying the work you've been doing is showing.
I appreciate that. You know what? I think I need to hear that right now.
He was getting all defensive. Well, I was going to say, I don't know if you can see it, but we're recording video too.
Yeah, we're doing
video. So
you'll
see him be like, I saw it in your brow that you were like, why does she keep
I'm like,
saying
what?
This?
You know what it is? When you pause the effort, it's hard for you to receive the same compliment where I'm like, oh, I haven't been to the gym in 2 months. So I'm feeling that like insecurity that comes from the compliment. I'm not even judging not at all about my aesthetic. I put on weight. But I'm saying is that it's like, I'm more insecure about what you're saying about the flexibility, because that's been such a point of contention with myself that people have pointed out that
it's probably harder for you to notice because you see you every day.
Yeah.
But I see it. You're moving. You're shaking.
All right. Well, thank
you.
I appreciate that.
You're loose.
Thank you. You know what? I'm not a ballerina, but I feel like I could get there if I wanted to. I remember there was a period of time there where
most ballet dancers won't get to ballerina.
Well, I guess is ballet and ballerina different things?
No, it's ballerina is like a position, and it's like it's almost like ma'am is to women. It's like once you've made it to ballerina and prima, but I think it's a designation like you can be the principal dancer or you can be the ballerina, which is like I believe is like the principal dancer of a company.
Yeah,
and then prima is I think beyond that, or prima and ballerina might just be the same thing. We cut it. I can't remember.
What did you
but
get
I
up
to? I know
to?
That it's definitely like it's one of those things where ballet dancers would be like, "Yeah, I'm a ballerina," when little kids say it. But technically, if they're not a ballerina, they're not.
Gotcha.
They don't take that designation.
Once again, stolen valor.
Yeah. No, I think it's mostly because kids are like, "Oh, ballerina," and it's like, oh, I'm not gonna be like, "Well, actually, kid."
Yeah.
I'm a principal ballet dancer at 8.
I'm a ballet dancer at Ballet's Total Fitness.
Wow.
I feel like, I remember there was this kid in...
To be fair, I might be wrong about a lot of that. I want to go, like, it's a higher designation.
I want you to own it.
I want people to know that, like, I know I'm not 100% correct on that, but it is, like, a higher designation.
She's being humble. She went to Juilliard.
No. I'm a principal ballet dancer at AVA.
Yeah.
What if I just had this whole secret life of like accomplishment that you knew nothing about?
I mean,
like if you came to my place and was like, "What is that on your wall?" And it's like, "Oh, my Nobel Prize." Yeah, well, that's
when I ran into you on that game show, or it's a Power Ranger sketch. There's so many things I don't know about you.
You saw the Power Ranger sketch?
Yeah, I was looking up a Power Ranger sketch, like a thing on YouTube, and I was like, "Is this the one I'm looking for?" And I'm watching it, and all of a sudden. There's Ariel getting into this back of a car or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck life are you living that I don't know about? I'm one day expecting to be like watching a monster truck rally or something. And it's just you in the truck just vroom, like going over everything.
You're just
going
to see images of me in random places. Like I was watching the news. Why were you talking to the prime minister?
I know. I'm like, Ariel.
Of Uzbekistan. We're like, oh, yeah.
Ariel, I have a question for you. Were you in space last week?
Ariel, were you part of that cleanup crew for the submarine?
It's
god. Yeah, just doing my part, you know?
Yeah, it's just so I mean, I know that that's kind
pictures
of the industry
of me helping rhinos give birth. You're like, what is this?
I understand that they're like, especially living out here, that we're gonna run into friends on a show or whatever it is. It just surprises me, like whenever I see you specifically, because we chat so often that I feel like some of this stuff happened while we were already friends and
all of it.
Chatting it up. I'm just like, wait, what?
Like, I probably went directly from one of those things
to here,
record.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just never think to talk about. Listen, I know how to market my face,
yeah.
But not my career.
That was so, like, it's, I don't know. It,
I think the game show is the one that people hit me up randomly about the most, because I guess it the reruns. But I didn't know anyone I knew watched that channel. So, like, every time someone hits me up, I'm like, you're watching? Like, it's 3:15.
Yeah. I ran into you. You were there. The preview icon on the app that they had for a while was you guys.
Oh, yeah.
And for the one acting credit that I have, when you go to the episode, this thing, it's on Max right now. So if you go to the show, Josh Gates Tonight, and you go to the episode, the preview icon is Josh Gates and I, like, just standing there hilarious. Being like looking kind of happy. And every now and then that'll happen to me. They'll be like, yeah, I saw you on TV the other day. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. But before that, I was like, wait, for what? I forgot that I had done that after I did it. Like, did the initial, like, hey, if you guys want to check me out. I don't even think I showed anybody the actual video. I think I just kind of, oh, no, I didn't show the video. But I was just posting kind of the screenshots because I was embarrassed by my accent on it. You and I always talked about doing a game show together. I'm still
mad about the one we didn't get on.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know. That one was...
I was pissed.
Now, I don't really audition for stuff much, but we auditioned for a game show. That I don't think is around even anymore, at least at the moment.
Tell the truth.
Yeah, they at least haven't been filming new episodes. And both Ariel and I did pretty good on our auditions, and they didn't call us back.
The woman literally told me, I forgot you weren't really a dancer. Yeah. I'm like, that's the point, right?
Yeah. Mine was so stupid. It was like, the episode already came out, so it doesn't really matter. But they were like, you're going to be a legume artist. I'm like, a nut artist. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you are.
So thanks. They were like, you're going to be a person who draws on, like, peanuts or cashews or whatever it was. And they're like, that's your whole thing, is just that drawing on nuts. And it's between you and the people. Try to prove this. And I did my interview. I improvised it pretty decent. And they were like, great. What if, hold on, I'm just thinking about this now. What if she tells everybody the same thing of like, oh my God, you crushed it. You did great. And that's just her being like, now you need to figure out if I'm telling the truth.
Yeah. It's a separate game
show.
And all of our footage is going to come out in 5 years. It's like, to tell the truth behind the scenes, BTS.
I would hate to watch an audition of mine because I feel like no matter.
Oh, I would sue. If someone.
I'm not even saying they put it out there.
I would sue if one of my auditions that was bad just went up. I'd be so mad.
I feel like
I'd sue the internet.
I'm not even talking about like right after submitting. I'm talking about like a couple years later when you've been removed from it and you watch and you're like, no wonder I didn't get this fucking role. I don't want to see a moment where I sucked that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some days you can't be your best. And I think personally, like, I like self-tapes for the fact that you can take time and redo it.
Yeah.
But the thing about self-tapes that I don't like is they don't feel as in the moment and, you know, real as being in the room and reacting to a person and having just other people's energy around you.
Mm-hmm.
So like even when you'd help me read and it was like a computer screen, it's like, yeah, I have a person's energy, but it's not like being in the room. It's not, you know, you can't feel it.
I have zero.
Get it together.
I have zero. It's not an insecurity. It's an awareness of my current abilities based off of the level of training I do or don't have.
Mm-hmm.
I have zero like weight or stock into auditions or any of that kind of stuff. So it's not quite hitting me the same way. Like I don't kind of go into something.
Is that something you want to do?
It was.
I didn't say was it.
No.
Is it? No.
Is that there was a period of time there, especially when in high school I did plays. And then after that, I did take a couple of acting classes, one before I started doing stand-up and one right after. You know.
So you don't want to do acting?
I would act. I would. The only reason I even wanted to do any kind of acting more presently is people kept telling me that the only way I can, or not the only way, but the best way to be able to get better pay on stage for stand-up is if you have TV credits. So I would do the acting just to get the credits, just so I can do the comedy.
Mm.
And, you know, like
of course. But now you're just focused completely on the comedy.
On
acting at all.
Yeah, and I've been writing a pilot that I feel like would be something that would be better, that I would want to act in it myself. You know, but if it never saw the light of day, I would make my peace with it. I'd be like, that's fine.
Okay.
Comedy is my priority anyway. So, you know, that and my future OnlyFans. But aside from that, I have only focused on this thing, and it's fine. It's just I think that's one of the biggest things that I've noticed.
Not only asked because that's recent. I thought like I knew about the pilot, so I was like, oh, is he? not doing that anymore?
No, I'm still going for it. It's just one of those things where I needed to set my expectations. I'm going to shoot for the moon. I'm not going to like be like, oh, I probably won't get it. I'm not even thinking that way. I'm just like, if I get it, fucking great. If I don't get it, that's fine too.
There are also, though, steps to take to get it. Yeah, if you fail that, and I hate to say fail, but you know, if you try to attain a goal and it doesn't quite make it, that's fine. But like, you could work towards it. You could take some acting classes and then see if you find that spark again. Or, and either way, that'll make your pilot better if you're going to act in it.
Oh, I mean,
the worst thing you can do is pour your heart and soul into this pilot and then stink up the place.
You know what? Okay, so I was working on a commercial very recently. There was this talent that he was like one of those prankster guys.
Oh,
he became famous doing pranks.
Oh god.
The best way to put it is it was one of those prank guys who always has his crew with him. And it's like, they're like, we're this generation's jackass. I don't even think they would even say that. We're this generation's, what's that dude who's trying to be a boxer now that used to be a YouTuber? Whatever his name is.
Is it like Lucas or something?
I don't know. Anyway, something like that.
one
of those rapscallions.
I know I can picture them because it's the brother of the one who filmed the person at the Suicide Force, right?
Yes, those guys. So it was like that kind of vibe in there. But the thing is that these guys who were in the commercial were essentially just being themselves because they were playing themselves. But that was like they were successfully delivering all the lines. Like there was no bad performance with the whole thing. They were within their
comfort zone. Probably because they weren't acting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They were within their comfort zone, but it also felt like they weren't acting like that. I think isn't that kind of the goal?
That's the goal, to be acting. The point of acting is to not, like, it's such a cliche to say it, but it's like the point of acting is to not be acting. It's to like live in the moment. And I know a lot of people are just like, oh, brother.
Yeah, but these
guys
are
nailing
it.
That's really what it is. You live in the less you think about the performance, the better the performance usually is because you're just doing shit like normally. Like if I was thinking about exactly how I said that last sentence, it would probably have been weird.
Well, the director on that commented about the fact that he's like, you know, I like working with these guys because they are just doing it. You can't even tell that they're acting. He goes, a lot of times you see somebody who spends their entire life in acting classes to where you can tell that they have spent their entire life in acting classes. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be so prepared for something that it's just a guy who, I don't want to be too uniform.
I agree. Like a lot of non-actors sometimes nail it because they don't know to act. And I feel like that's different than like a non-actor who is also trying to act will give a same terrible performance as an actor that's trying to act, if that makes any sense. It's like when you're trying to put on I think this would be a cool way to say it instead of just saying it the natural way it comes out.
Yeah.
That's the way it's said in here. And you may think it's cool, but no one else in the world does because they weren't in your head when you read the script.
Yeah, I kind of tell you.
If that makes any sense.
It does, and also at the same time, I'm going to move on from this only because I don't want to make this an artistic podcast, but I got to tell you, I lose interest in somebody who spends all their time talking about their art. You know what I mean?
No.
I don't know.
I love when people talk about their passions.
I don't like it.
Talk about your passions with me because your joy is my joy.
You're not that interesting to me. You're not. I'm sorry.
See, I told you guys I'm not the mean one.
I'm sorry. It's I'm glad you spent some time writing that joke, but.
Yo, you like Pokemon? Tell me about every character. Who's Charizard? I want to know.
I love those kinds of conversations where it's like, I know myself well enough to know that I tell some boring fucking stories. I tell some stories that have zero.
Who said that?
Hey, stop it. And I love the response of like, I want to know more about this thing. And when I hear that, I'm just like, okay, I hear it. You're right.
It's so nice watching people talk about stuff that they love. Because their eyes light up and they get all animated and they're into it. And it's like, I don't have to know what that is to be like, wow, you really dig this.
Well, that's a point you just made that is not always the case. Some people, they talk about it so much that they're a little bit zoned out where you can almost tell that they just press play and walked away.
Well, yeah, if it's legitimately the only thing they ever talk about, that's different. But just talking about your passion.
Oh, that's what I'm referring to. Is like,
I will not be caged.
I can assure you, I've never once said that. I'm an ally, okay? I'm an ally.
You get so scared so easy.
So here's the thing. I, for one, support the arts. I support you.
Are we getting your apology video already?
I just want to say.
You got to look at the camera and slow down the music, go sepia and say,
I need you to understand.
Clearing things up.
Hi, my name is Jose Chavez. I recently made some comments about how disinterested I am in your art. And when I said that, I wasn't attacking your character. I wasn't attacking anything about you personally beyond the fact that you're not as entertaining as you think. Or interesting as you think.
This is one of those YouTube apologies. Just missing the mark. I just want to say.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for.
Just missing the mark at every point.
I just wanted to tell you that you are heard. I am going to read the literature. And I'm going to try to open my heart to how boring you are. I can't think of anybody who looks at me and says, God, Jose's so interesting. I understand. I'm fucking boring myself. But I don't care how you got into character. I just don't.
I do. Yeah. Tell me everything.
I do it.
Tell me. Don't call him. Call me. Well, don't call me either. Like, just randomly.
There's so many people. I hope someone comes up to you. You know what? I have a feeling that that girl
everyone's
that was
just going to walk up to me, tell me about their art.
No,
for
that,
the rest
that,
of my life.
That girl that was at the store today at the where picking up your food.
Oh yeah,
She might have wanted to talk to you about your art. That's
about
what she
her
was
art,
about yours. She's like, I just want to understand you, Ariel. We were at the store today. We were grabbing some food, mm-hmm. and there was somebody who was just standing there, focusing a little too much on Ariel.
Well, she ordered her food because I had gone over to get myself some katsu sauce. Mm-hmm. And I'm just standing there talking to you, and, like, she walks towards us, and she, like, looks at me. And then I look away, and I realize she's not stopping looking at me. And then when I look back, she's, like, eyes locked on to me, mm-hmm. walking past me. And so I give one of those, like, hi. And she kept going. No, like, oh, hi back. Sorry.
No. A and focused look.
Focused.
It was. She was wearing a mask, so all you see is this.
It was, like, hyper-focused on me. And then I told Jose about it, and I was like, hey, yo, this chick was just staring at me mad weird. And I'll usually tell someone else if I'm with them that so that they can view it and see if I'm being crazy or if...
Oh, I picked up on it before you even said it.
Or I need to watch my six, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then she came and stood, like, right next to me. I was like, there is so much space in this place. Like, why are you right here? I do not know you.
Now, this is, from my perspective... What I see is this. Ariel is about the same distance she is right now from me while we're there because there's a table between us. You have positioned yourself, and I have a feeling you did this intentionally, kind of facing away from her a little bit so that you wouldn't be able to, like, necessarily, not that you wouldn't see her, but that you wouldn't, like, get more of her attention.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And I'm watching this, and she is just standing there staring at you. Like,
yeah, she was
not
about
blinking.
Like,
yeah, not blinking.
I want to say like 2 feet away from me.
Yeah, she was wearing a mask. So you couldn't see what was going on. She could have the biggest fucking smile in the world.
No, because her eyes weren't smiling.
No, her eyes were dead. Her eyes were.
If she had a big smile on her face, she's a fucking sociopath.
If you're a podcast listener fan and you were excited to want to meet Ariel, thank you for listening. But you got to work on your blinks. You got to blink a little bit. You got to like, you know.
Nah, just give me like 3 feet instead of two, you know? She was very much in my bubble.
I think, yeah, I was going to say.
And every time I moved, she like got into my
closer,
bubble again.
Yeah, personal space. Okay, rule of thumb.
I was like, yo, am I about to fight in the middle of, oh no.
Even if you want to talk to somebody, stay at least 3 paces away from them.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she recognized. I have no idea who that person was.
No.
Like, I don't even know if I have a friend of her same build.
Yeah.
Height and look like
what if she was like I mean I'll say single white femaleing you, but you know, like, it kind of felt like
she didn't look anything like that would be a failed experiment.
Well, I was gonna say I felt like for a moment there she was like, I would like to be you. I want to understand you,
you know.
I want to hear about your art. You said that sounds very interesting.
I forget sometimes, like when I do makeup, I forget how cute I look that day, you know. I'm like, oh shit, I really actually did some extra work and it paid off.
I forgot about that.
Usually I look like a scumbag, you know?
Yeah. Usually when this camera is not on, it's just, it's terrifying.
I'm perched on the back of this chair and I'm just like, my precious.
It's like I'm doing a podcast with the girl from The Ring. It's just, she just crawled out of a well and just started talking.
Yeah, that's how I get here. I just come through the TV.
Yeah, it is.
He watches a tape every Wednesday.
A week later, she shows up to do the podcast.
He's keeping Samara at bay for you.
I did. I don't even know if I did it right because I didn't look in the mirror. But I the most I do when I'm going to be on camera is like I just redid my bun. That was like the extent of it.
Oh, to be a man.
It was so easy getting ready. It was embarrassing. Bare
minimum. It took you so long in there to change, and then you came out, and I was like, "Is that the same outfit? Like, what were you doing?"
No, I.
He's like, "I changed my shirt."
I changed my shirt. I put on deodorant, but no, I spent a majority of the time.
Deodorant, they can't smell you. They can see you.
I was trying to be respectful to you. Yeah, this
I
is
didn't
this
smell
is
smell you before that.
This
Did
is
you
a scratch
not put
and
on
sniff
deodorant
episode.
All day?
Well, I as I mentioned, I was busy cleaning before I picked you up. So I had that, like, you know, the person who spent
it
the day.
It took
me
5 minutes to put on deodorant on a shirt?
No, again, I was spending time deleting videos to make storage space on my phone. I was going through precious memories. I got to tell you, I have so many.
You know, you could have just saved those to your computer.
No, I know.
Is that what you did?
Essentially, yeah.
Or
so,
did you delete them?
No, I deleted a bunch of videos that I did not need. So I had to go through and I had to like weigh on them. I did a set recently and I only got the first minute and a half of my set because I didn't have enough storage space. I was like, I don't make sure I have enough for this. I have so many videos of my cat Reese. I got to tell you, fucking technology. I love that I can go back and watch these memories and stuff. Aww. So I was going through those. There was a brief moment where I was pausing and watching a couple of those videos. I was like, what am I doing? I'm about to record a podcast. Like,
what you were doing in there?
I don't have time to walk down memory lane right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you're over here being all impatient and like fussing, looking like Sonic, tapping your foot, waiting for me. And
yeah.
And I'm in there just like just reminiscing on the most adorable cat ever.
Just putting on deodorant and crying.
Yeah. That's how I keep from crying. I just put deodorant on my tear ducts and it sweat.
Just dries it up.
It dries it up. It will no,
get
nothing
back
will
in
build
there,
up.
Tear.
Yeah. That's a. I don't want to experiment that because I feel like it'd be burning my eyes, but I kind of wonder if that would work.
No.
Okay. Well, there we have your answer. Thank you for that.
You would have been eating Tide Pods, wouldn't you?
I feel like I would have been these. I would. No, not really, because I didn't do any of those trends back then. I wasn't planking.
Oh, I'm Jose. I'm too cool for school. I don't do trends.
No, it's not that. I just didn't realize what they were. Like, no one explained to me. Like,
so
you know what's cool
right
now?
You did all the trends. You just didn't know that everyone else is doing them too.
Yeah, it's like, well, I think so. I think because if somebody was like, hey, we're all jumping off a cliff. They're like, if your friends jump off a bridge or whatever, would you do that too? I'd be like, why are they doing that?
Like, yeah. My mom used to say that. I'm like, do we have bungee cords on? Because if so, then yeah, I'm jumping off that cliff.
Is there water at the bottom?
Yeah.
Would I have fun on the way down?
Are we skydiving? Like,
yeah. Is someone going to catch me?
What are the parameters? How tall is this cliff?
Yeah.
What's behind me? Is there a bear?
Yeah.
Are my friends jumping off because a bear
is
jumping off?
Is it safer down there than it is up here?
Yeah. You can't just give me a scenario and not give me all the answers and expect me to just answer you.
Like,
Mom,
how many ninjas
Which
are
is
on
why
me at this
I got
moment?
In trouble.
Yeah. I ask too many questions.
When you do that, it's like, okay, well, what's the situation? Why am I on this cliff? Why aren't you there, Mom?
Yeah.
Why aren't you at this cliff to keep me, to keep all of us kids from jumping off? Like, why do your kids want to jump off of a cliff?
I have a question for you, Mom. How unsupervised am I that you would allow me to be away long enough to get to a bridge?
Yeah.
And then have time to decide whether or not I was going to jump off of it?
Yeah, like, where were you?
Yeah.
In this whole bridge scenario, I am 14. I shouldn't be by any bridges.
So you're
myself,
blaming
Mom.
The child, not the parent, not the upbringing. You're blaming the child.
I just want to do that more.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Mom. So why am I on this bridge contemplating jumping?
Yeah. My mom is not that kind of parent. She would almost watch us fall just to be like, good.
I told you.
Now you know.
Yeah.
You did it. You felt, did that hurt? Don't do it again. You know, like, I actually respect that more than somebody who coddles you along the way. You know, like, I'd rather fall and get, like, just injured. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying, like, my mom kicks me in front of a car just to see what that feels like. But I'm saying is that if it's something within a teachable moment that's not going to be permanently damaging, my mom would, you know, want us to learn that lesson.
Oh, man. As a kid, I was, like, the obedient rebel. So, like.
Yeah.
I learned lessons, but I was also the kid that was, like, smart enough to know where the line was that I could skate. You know, like, I was all up on the edge of that line as a kid. I'm like, I know this is the limit, but I'm just going to stick here and ask a couple questions and then I'll back up when it gets hot. You know what I mean? I was that kid.
Yes and no. I was, if I knew something was something you shouldn't do, I probably wouldn't do it. Like when it came to like cheating at school or something like that, you know, like.
Depends on the importance of the test or whatever.
Even then, you know what it was? If somebody wanted to copy off of me, I wouldn't let them. Mm-hmm. But if somebody else was writing their answers pretty big, I'd be like, well,
I don't can't know. Help with my, I've already seen that it's C. I can't put something else.
Yeah, like I trust your knowledge of why that answer is C. So 22 for me is also going to be C.
Or if you see it, it's like, how'd they get 32? And then you like write and you're like, oh shit, that is the answer. What are you going to do? Not write 32 because you accidentally saw it off of someone else's paper?
You know what always amused me is finding out who thinks I'm smart.
Oh, man. I once found out that half, like an entire row of students cheated off of me. I didn't realize it because I was just crushing my test. And I was like, such an easy test. It was an easy class I had to take.
Brag.
No. It was like they mixed up my schedule and I got put in like a regular class. It was just real easy work.
Still brag. I
mean, it was no offense. It was just mad compared to like the AP and honor shit I was doing. I was just like, oh, a break. And so I'm like leaned back and I'm taking my test. And I usually like sit focused, but I was just like, oh, I know all this. And I'm taking my test and I turn over at the end. And like when she collects papers, this kid was like, oh my God, thank you so much. You just helped us all out. Because he was feeding answers back behind him. And I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, you were not leaned over like you usually are.
There was a girl in one of my classes who was like, let me copy off of you. Now, mind you, this was somebody who at the time
sounds I was like someone you meet in prison.
Yeah. And she was like, I remember my very nerdy self being like, oh, this cute girl's talking to me. What's she talking to me about? And then, but that being immediately overwritten by like, no, you can't do that. That's wrong. And so instead of being like, sure, you can copy off of me, I was like turning my body away, but like, no. She's like, come on. I was like, I'm not that smart. She goes, yes, you are. I know you're smart, okay? I was like, thanks. You know, like, I'm proud of myself, but in my head, I was like, you can't copy off of me. I'm sorry. And I turned away. And that was like an opportunity where I could have been not necessarily a cool guy, but been like, oh, this, I, you know, like, hey, if I ever felt like I would be the kind of guy to be like, I'm going to ask her out kind of thing. I feel like I've lost any of those opportunities.
But you
I was like,
kept your integrity and that's important.
You know what? That doesn't matter to me.
You're like, I was a teenager.
I was a teenager. I didn't know better.
I didn't realize what I... We had a cheating scandal in one of my English classes my freshman year. And I remember because it was an honors class. But she was like, it's the honor students that cheat. And I'm like, no, I get a lot of regular students asking me for answers to shit. But we had a cheating scandal in that class because for months this kid was giving out, like, you know those clear pins that we used to get? We could take the thing out of the middle.
Yeah, and then you could, like, put a rolled up paper in there?
Yeah, he would put all the, like, vocabulary words and definitions in those.
Uh-huh.
And so he'd wrap it in there, put the pin in. So you're, like, working with a pin. And when she's not looking, you could just look at the answers on there and do it. And it was a few weeks. I had never gotten one because I just knew the words. I was that dork. There were some tests where I was like, fuck, why didn't I get in on the pin group? Like, do you have another one? No, you're out? Oh, okay, cool. Of course, we don't have an extra pin for the black girl in class. I just have to be exceptional.
I suspect that it was more because you were a narc. Like, they just didn't trust you.
I wouldn't have narked. They cheated right in front of me. I never said anything.
That's true.
I'm one of those people. If I'm at a store and someone's stealing baby formula, it's not my business. If the cause is noble, plus she threw down the gauntlet, I figured whatever was happening in that class, she brought on herself.
Yeah.
She has to find it and control it. But like one day she found out and she started confiscating pins.
That's amazing.
And he was making a decent, like, he had a business going where he was like selling them, I think, $5 a pop. Like, yeah, I have the vocabulary. I got this week's vocabulary words.
Some of those, like, I never had that part of me to, like, do that thing to try to, like, find a way to make money. Like it never crossed my mind.
He was making good money.
Like I remember I raised money once for like a jersey for a football team that I was some football thing that I was doing in elementary school. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know how to play the sport, and I was and I was part of this team just because I was really good at tackling. And so they were like, okay, you got to raise money for your own uniform, so you got to sell these candies at an inflated rate, essentially. And I forgot about this. So I sold like the majority of the bag, and then I forgot about the bag. I forgot about the whole thing. My jersey shows up. I have no idea how. I didn't pay for it. And then one day I find a bag with like a bunch of like unsold Snickers and stuff in it and cash. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess I'll just keep this because I no longer go to that elementary school.
Oh, wow.
So I'm just eating old ass chocolate with money. And I never once thought to myself, like, I should find a way to pocket. It wasn't like an investment thing. I just didn't think about it. And then when my half brother, he was like 10-ish when he did this. A relative of mine did illegal cockfights, mm-hmm. and they would do it from their backyard. And my brother would stand out in the front and charge people admission to go in.
Oh wow!
That wasn't his job. There was no requirement to go in for illegal cockfights.
Oh wow!
He just stood out there and charged people at the door.
People just figured if he's here charging, it must be a thing.
And then he got like a Game Boy Color or whatever with that with them profits, and he just like. My brother would just find different ways to do this kind of thing. I was like, there was no part of me at that age, or even now, really, that has that, like, how can I monetize this kind of thing?
No, there's another kid in that same class who, like, let his friend who sat behind him put the words on his, like, hoodie under the hood. I completely forgot about that. I forgot about the kid that sold the pins, and that class just had, like, two or three cheating scandals, and I think it really... bad in that class because she had challenged them.
I love that it's cheating scandals. That makes it sound so big, like it would have made some. Yeah, it's like, did you hear about that? Did you hear what Trevor did?
That's why those kids could afford to pay $5, you know, a week mm-hmm. for some vocabulary words. I was like, I could just save $5 a week and learn the words. I was poor. I lived in the poor neighborhood and bused to the suburban high school.
Now you don't live right now anywhere near where you went to school, but when you go back home. Do you run into, like, people from high school, people that you didn't really, like...
Yeah.
Like not even talk about, like...
Vegas is a small, big city.
I guess what I'm trying to say is people that you didn't intentionally keep in contact with. You know, people who just... You almost forgot that they existed, and then you come up to you, they're like, Ariel?
That doesn't happen as much.
Yeah.
Most people that I run into, like, they... First off, I've had the same face since I was, like, 3.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those people that, like, you wouldn't be able to recognize off of a milk carton.
I look so different from high school, but there are people who, through social media, know what I look like now.
Mm-hmm.
There is a bar that is very close to here that has... It's a dive bar that's just really popular that still has so many people from my high school. And then I'm, like, looking around. I'm like, all these people look oddly familiar. And then my brain started...
It's your high school reunion.
Yeah, it's a high school reunion. But the thing is, it's like everybody... Because... It's a terrible place for a high school reunion because, first of all, we all look significantly older. And also, I'm catching these people at their least sober.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like, so there's sort of this tiredness to their face where I'm like, oh, I'm not catching the better.
They look like Titans.
No, they
look pure Titans.
They just look like they had a really rough shift at the quarry. Like, they just have this, like, this beat down, exhausted, end of the day kind of vibe to them.
I saw a few people that I went to high school with when I went back, but it was for a wedding, so everyone looked, like, happy.
Yeah.
But, like, no, when I run into people that I know from a long time ago that I don't talk to now, it's just kind of like, oh, hey, you know, it's nice to see you. You have a good one. Because it's like, I don't want to sit and talk to... I remember, like, shortly after high school when I did, I had a couple little successes.
Uh-huh.
And maybe this doesn't happen to me as much because I don't live close to where... I don't get out there as often as you get to the areas you grew up.
Yeah.
But I would get messages. Like when I, there was a music video I did and then like a show that I did that was on MTV, like little snippets. And I would start getting like Facebook messages from people that I, A, hadn't talked to since I graduated.
Yeah.
And B, didn't talk to much before I grew, like people that I knew of, you know, that person, you know, where you're like, oh, Ryan Branson, you know, everyone knows Ryan Branson, but you're not friends.
Yeah.
You don't hang out. You don't hate them. You don't like them. You're just like, I know who they are.
Yes.
I was getting like messages from people who were on that relationship with me. Like, we have never talked. We've never had a meaningful conversation. Why would I come back home and hang out? Like, not in a rude way. Not even in a, like, why would I hang out with you? But in a, like...
There's some...
It's such a weird time for you to want to establish a relationship when we were stuck in the same building for 4 years together.
There was only one instance like that where somebody I actually clicked with better after the high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is going
to
be a weird
one. But that's fine. But they didn't contact you because they saw you on something.
No.
Never talking to you.
Not true. But this is something that has happened a couple of times. But this is more like there's this one instance where we hit it off where I was like, how are we not friends in high school? You know, like, how are we not friends in high school? And it's like, I don't know. It's like, but we have so many mutual friends that we always saw each other, but we never really like hung out. And then one day I get invited to go like, hey, we're going to go have drinks at the bar. We're going to be talking about, you know, just high school shit. I was like, well, okay, well, I guess, you know, it'd be kind of cool to see these people. I go and I show up to the bar, and there's my friend. And then she introduces me to these other people. I was like, I don't remember any of you. Like, I'm like, I don't think I was in your class. And that like, I just asked them, like, oh, I'm like, what year did you guys graduate? They graduated the year after me. I was like, okay, yeah. You know, kind of thing. And then they were talking about some teacher and these crazy ass stories. And I'm standing there. I was like, I don't think I went to high school with these people. And I started going, I'm like, I got a question for you guys. What high school did you go to? I'm like, oh, we went to San Fernando. I was like, I didn't go to your high school. And I realized that this person and I, the only reason we had mutual friends is because people that her cousin and I went to school together. So she was always kind of part of the group. Mm. But my brain didn't remember any of that. This is just somebody who I kind of knew there's very little tangible connection between she and I, other than she was at a couple of events that I went to. And social media kind of like said, you might know this person.
Yeah, you two are friends, right?
Yeah, exactly. And at the same time, it's like, it said, I looked at the Facebook or whatever, and it says that, like, I added her like in 2008. I was like, I don't remember doing this. Like, so much time had passed in between where I was just like, I think in my head, she had always been there just because of social media more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm standing there. I was like, they're like, where'd you go? I was like, I went to fucking Kennedy. And they're like, oh, like, and then we pieced it together after the fact. I was like, well, you guys seem kind of cool. I guess I'll hang out for like a little bit longer. But yeah, this is all lost on me because you guys are talking about.
We weren't friends.
We weren't friends. I don't even know you guys. And what's funny is that like now the person who I met them through, I don't really talk to her anymore. But now I'm like social media connected to the other ones because she like moved to the other side of the country and they mm-hmm. live right down the street. So like I know them more now that I knew her at the time.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I went by my old middle school the last time I was there because we were just in a neighborhood that was so close to it. And
yeah.
I hadn't been around there in so long. Like, I actually saw one of my old elementary schools and my middle school the last time I was out there with Matt. And I was like, my elementary school. No, that was the last time. And that one looked so different than what it looked like in my memory.
Yeah.
I was like, was that there? I thought this was on the other side. And I was like, my memory of... this place has been so warped over the years
because
this is not what I thought this looked like. But my middle school, though, looks that one. My memories were better at forming. That one looks pretty much the same. And it was weird being there like, oh, my God, like I used to go here. I haven't been by my high school, though, since I like, oh, my God. I don't think I've been to my high school since I graduated.
Mine's like right down the street, so I drive by it every like other day.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen my high school since I graduated.
You should go back.
I should.
Yeah, reminisce.
But I just don't want to be that like old person that's like, I used to go here. I'll just go there and be like, oh, I just wanted to see things. Oh my God, I do want to see it now.
Oh.
I want to see it and I want to.
Make the trip.
I was going to say I want to moon it, but then like that's a place where kids go. I don't want to moon kids. I want to moon the administration, but kids will be there and then I'll get arrested and put on a list. So
I feel like enough time.
I won't do it.
Also, I don't even know if it'd be the same teachers at this point, you know?
Oh, man. I want to see if my favorite teacher's still with us. He was so cool.
I looked up my favorite elementary school teacher and I was like, I'm going to reach out to her and be like, look at me now. And then I thought about him like, no, don't look at me now. I haven't done enough
I've
to
disappointed war- you.
I haven't done enough to warrant that message. And also I thought about it, I was like, again, this was maybe fucking almost 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. She's not going to remember me in between now and then. I was barely memorable when I was there.
I'm still connected with one of my high school teachers and one of my middle school teachers, my cheerleading coach from middle school. Yeah.
My play production teacher and I are still in contact. She was awesome. She was great. And she was actually the one who inspired me to do a lot of the, like, sort of the acting kind of stuff. So her I keep in contact with.
No, my coach wrote like inspiring words about my future and the yearbook, and I'm still trying to live up to those.
Okay, you just
my cheerleading coach, he wrote like, I can't wait to see you in the big screen, which technically I did.
Yeah.
I did that. It was quick, but I did it. I kept my word, Mr. H. I did it. But he's always so encouraging, like, to like his ex cheerleaders, like, oh, it's so great to see what you've become. And it's like, oh my God, Mr. H.
You just unlocked another memory in my head.
Did you have a Mr. H too?
No, but I just remembered that I wasn't very popular in elementary school.
Aww.
Or the entirety of my life. But
I was going to say when.
Hold on. Now, there was, do you remember those like autograph books you would get like at Universal Studios? To get the characters to give you an autograph.
I think
like,
so. Oh my God, went once.
Frankenstein, can I have your autograph? And he's just like, and just like writes whatever.
I only went once as a kid, but I feel like that's familiar.
Yeah.
I feel like I was like six though.
Because we didn't have a yearbook at our school. So instead of what my class did was we used those autograph books that we got at Universal Studios and we signed them to each other kind of thing. A lot of my signatures, which is not very many, are my teachers.
Aww.
And I didn't realize that until I was like,
that's so sweet.
I was going through, I'll bring it out so you can check it out at some point. It's I know where it is in my closet too. I just want to dig it out right now. But it was like Jose, you were so great in computer class. I was like, I took a computer class, you know, like those kinds of things where I was like, I don't remember any of this. But it's like they wrote such nice inspirational things about me, you know, and which was like really, really nice. And then I was like, okay, now let's see what my friends had to say. Hold on. Just
dust fell out of those pages.
You know
what?
Yeah. The pages are stuck together from never having been separated before. I was just like, oh my God, this is bad.
My coach wrote some very nice, inspiring words and it felt cool. You know, like sometimes I'm like, oh man, we're still like, we're peers now.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, oh wow, I'm
we're about
my coach's peer now. You know, we're bitching about the same shit going on in the world. It's nice.
It is interesting to know that, like, there was a point where a teacher of mine and I, she was a young teacher. I remember that much. And there was a point where I think when I turned 30, she turned like 38. I was like, oh, we are so close in age that I didn't realize it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But like the older that I'm getting, the smaller the gap is to it. And in my head, I was like, yeah, this is my big time cool teacher. And, you know, and now that like, it does, she's like,
we're like the same age.
Same
now,
age.
Bro.
Yeah. She's like, come on. We fucking worked customer service together. I'm like, you're right.
No, this coach, though, he really came in clutch for me when that girl attacked me.
Yeah.
At school. He was the one that told them, like, no, that's not in her character to start a fight, and kept me from getting kicked off the cheerleading squad and kept my punishment from being worse because he vouched for me. So. Mr. H, always and forever, a real one.
What I love about that is
he used his white privilege to protect me.
Yeah. Do you still keep in contact with this guy?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I want you to send him this clip. Well, I'll snip it for him and then just send it over.
Yeah, Mr. H, you're a real one. Thanks for protecting your girl.
Mr. T, eat a dick, dude. You sucked. I had a teacher who's
Mr. T, like the Mr. T.
No, I'm just being respectful.
Be very specific.
No,
of which Mr. T? You're
not
talking about.
Not the famous Mr. T, the one that taught the music or choir class. Oh, that guy was racist.
Oh, mine was Mrs. Epstein, the fucking worst.
Yeah,
he was. Oh, I didn't like that woman.
This dude. Okay, so we're going to have to wrap it up because we are definitely more than an hour at this point. But we are going to... I have to tell you a story. All right. So this guy didn't believe that I spoke the way that I spoke.
Mm-hmm.
To the point to where he accused me of plagiarism for something that I wrote because he's like, there's no way you wrote that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess before you finish the story that there is a racist undertone to this.
Absolutely.
Okay, continue.
Absolutely. So there, the first time this happened, I walked into his classroom, and he looked at me, and he was saying things like, "Oh, you're up in the clouds today, huh?" I was like, "What?" He goes, "You know, just something about like puffing the magic dragon or whatever." And my brain was like not connecting the dots because that wasn't even remotely who I was. This dude was accusing me of being high in the most vague 1970s way, you know, and then I was just
became a member of the Doobie Brothers this morning.
Essentially, yeah,
just and, all shit you wouldn't understand.
And because I didn't understand it, he thought I was high. He's like, "Oh, this guy's so high, not getting references from 20 years before he was born."
Get my 1942 colloquialisms.
Yeah, having some of that wacky tobacco. And this dude is just saying this stuff to me, and all of a sudden, like the school security shows up and escorts me out of the room. I was like, and people are looking at me like, "What did he do?"
I remember this story a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure I've told it before. I've hated it so much.
No, just start becoming familiar. So finish it. Yeah. I don't know if you have.
So I go in. They go. They're like, "Do you mind us going through your shit?" I was like, "Yeah, I don't care." They go through. The worst thing they found was Candies. My poems. Not my poems. And they're like, "Oh, this. Why is this one called Heart and Soul? Did you know there's a song already called Heart and Soul?" I'm like, "I wrote it before I knew about the song. Chill." And so. So he goes through and like they check the sleeves of the folders, all these different things. And then I was like, "What is he upset with me?" They're like, "Well, he thinks you're high." I was like, "Why does he think that?" They're like, "Well, your pupils are a little bit dilated." And they're like, "Have you been taking medication?" I was like, "Well, yeah, I was sick. So I was, you know, I had taken some NyQuil or whatever." They're like, "Oh, that might be it." I was like, "I guess so. I have no idea. Like, I didn't know anything was going on. I didn't even know that my pupils would be dilated if I was sick or high or whatever. I didn't know any of this."
You know what makes me so sad?
What's that?
Is that knowing in hindsight?
Yeah.
That it was racism and a little ableism. Like,
yeah, absolutely. And so
he's like, "That kid's different. He must unusual. Be on something.
There's no way this man's autistic. He's Mexican.
He's not conforming to societal norms.
He's not understanding the terminology I'm using right now. He must be an idiot." So this guy, I go back to his class and the security reprimands him. "There's nothing wrong with this kid. He's a nice kid. He's polite. What's wrong with you?" Like the teacher gets in trouble because of this.
Nice.
And
did he take it out on you?
No, not really. In fact, he's the exact opposite. He actually left me alone for the rest of the semester. And because this was fucking music class, we didn't have an actual final. We just watched the movie. Like that was our thing. And he's like, "All you have to do is just show up to watch the movie and you're fine." And then a friend of mine brought a mixed drink of vodka and he did a screwdriver, orange juice. And he's like, "Do you want to try something?" I'm like, "Sure." So I like sip a little bit and I get very drunk because I sipped a little bit. And I ask him if I could use the restroom and he's like, "Sure." So I kind of stumble down the stairs a little bit to go out to use the restroom. And while I'm in there, I start thinking to myself, I'm like, I gave this guy so much shit for thinking I was high that he gave me a pass knowing full well that I was drunk. I was like,
"Oh, want to be yelled at by the security again."
Yeah, and I did feel bad about that one.
No, don't feel bad.
No, I didn't feel bad about him. I felt bad about getting drunk at school.
Yeah,
But that's the part I felt bad about.
You know, he deserved that. Yeah. He deserved to have to watch you walk away drunk. Absolutely. Knowing that
I like two years later. But then I think my junior, I am in his class again, and this is when the thing happens where he's like, "I want you guys to write about an artist that you love." And at the time, I was a huge Bone Thugs and Harmony fan. Mm-hmm. To the point where I would learn the lyrics so I could rap along with. I mean, I struggled a lot, but I learned for the majority of it to be able to keep up with it. And, you know, so I had to borrow I had the CD, the clean version, so that way I wouldn't get in trouble. Mm-hmm. I read a bunch of stuff online, and there's a lot of stuff that I already knew from just watching their interviews. And so I put together this thing. I was supposed to be working with somebody else who came from another school, who she only came here to get this last class because she was a couple credits shy of being able to graduate on time. Mm-hmm. So she did this thing. She didn't have time to study because she was doing her other shit. So I wrote the whole thing myself and just told her, "You read this half, I'll read this half." No problem to me because I'm a big fan. Super easy for me. The way that I speak and the way that I wrote it. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me and said, "There's no way that this dude speaks the way that he does." Because he didn't understand how important language was to me. Mm-hmm. So he pulls me outside. He pulls the two of us outside. He goes, "I need you to cite your credits on where you pulled this information from." I'm like, "Oh, it's in the last page." He goes, "No, I need you to tell me where it came from." He goes, "You didn't write this. Wow. You didn't write this. You copied this off of this website. I'm going to find that website and I'm going to fail you." And I looked at him. I was like, "No, I didn't." He goes, "Where did you find it?" He goes, "So you wrote this whole thing yourself?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, are you telling me the truth right now? I'm like, yes. I was the only person he pulled aside to do this to, by the way. And the
he said he didn't pull her out.
He pulled her out with me, but only because she was part of the group. He didn't address her. He addressed me, and he also didn't do it to anybody else in the classroom. Mm-hmm. And I'm just standing there. I'm like, I wrote this. I told him, like, I'm a big fan of the group. I'm a big fan. So I already knew a lot of this. Like, I read some stuff online, but this is all me. And he just looked at me. He goes, I'm gonna give each of you a C.
No, I would have fought that.
The only reason I didn't is because if this grade, she needed to be able to graduate because she was a senior. Ariel, I understand you're wanting to fight back.
No.
But back then, me, a child, don't attack 16-year-old me.
I fought back at 16.
I fought back against other people, not against the teacher. So I you know what it was? Honestly, if it wasn't for her being in my group, I would have said something. But she was so scared of not graduating that it made me back down. No, I get
that, but then you take that to the office and be like, this motherfucker is trying to give us C's because he doesn't believe that I did something I absolutely did. But now he has carte blanche. And I'm not blaming you or teenage you.
I know. I'm like, why are you trying to make me cry?
But I'm saying now this dude has carte blanche to think that this is what he can do to people when he can't prove that he's wrong.
Yeah, no.
That's bullshit. And I hate when the establishment gets to keep people down.
This guy didn't make enough money to be the establishment, but he's using
the little power he has to exert it over literal children.
Yeah, no, and I ended up the end was she got to graduate because I did because of this, but she almost didn't graduate because of his racism. And I remember this stuck with me so well the way that played out.
Was she Latina?
She was. But he was targeting me specifically.
But it was easier to also fuck her over
because
she's just Latina, you know, to him.
But also the majority of the class was a person of color. So,
yeah,
but
he probably hated every kid that he ever worked with, except for like Connor that comes in.
Yeah, and then I was telling this to my teacher, my play production teacher. She's like, I don't think he's racist. She goes, because I've known him for a long time. I'm like, yeah, but you're a white woman.
Yeah.
You're not going to see the racism because you're not watching him throw it at me. And the thing is, even at the time, I didn't realize it was racism until much later.
Yeah.
Because it was lost on me. I just assumed he was targeting me because I'm a little different.
He
just
didn't like you.
Yeah, I just thought, I always thought that. I always thought this person doesn't like me, did not realize it was a racism thing.
Yeah.
And when that specific thing happened, it hit me so hard. Like, I was like, oh my God. I was like, I was dealing with this shit in ways that I had not known. It's not that I wasn't dealing with it. I just wasn't aware that I was dealing with it.
Yeah.
So it's hard to explain to somebody who's like, how do you know that was a racist thing? I'm like, just think of it this way. I'm like, it's hard for you to be able to tell if you're not a person who deals with this constantly. But if the subtle jabs can somehow in a way impact your life in a major way where you can't get the grade you deserve or the credit you deserve or the whatever you deserve, there is a good chance that it is coming from a place of bigotry more than it is from a place of jealousy because he is an adult man. He had nothing to be jealous about with me. He had nothing to benefit from me having a bad grade.
I mean, he has something to be jealous about.
My good looks?
Obviously.
Yeah, of course.
But no, also like sometimes I feel like people get older and then they look at youth and they hate them for the extra time that they have that we no longer have. Oh. And it's like, I'm sorry this child that you hate was born 20 years after you, but that's not their problem. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Exactly.
That's all on you. You got to figure out, like, you got to make peace with the 20 years between graduation and substituting this class, Mr. Harris.
I can't even fathom that mindset because the older I get, I'm like, oh God, I'm so much closer to the end. Yeah. I'm like,
I'm
thank
almost
God.
Done.
Sweet release.
I think that's a millennial sentiment. Like, we're all like, just get us to the end. This life didn't pan out how you said. We're done.
Yeah, no, I'm just
only boomers are trying to hold on forever. We're like, oh God.
There's an anvil over my head and the saw that is slowly cutting the rope that's holding it up is just the strings are just ba-ding, ba-ding,
and you're
like,
just
snapping.
Throwing ninja stars to try to speed it.
I'm like trying to shake the anvil.
Kicking the wall behind you.
I'm just like, hurry up, dude.
You're just walking around looking for people uploading or unloading pianos.
Yeah, I'm just like, are you installing that air conditioning unit right now at that window?
Oh, I'm just going to stand here and watch.
Yeah, I'm just going to stand here and watch with a really fragile umbrella over my head. Oh, hold on, let me stand in the middle of this target. What does this do? What is this giant X on the floor?
Oh, I see you have some exposed wires over there. Let me see if I can just like squeeze them together.
Yeah. I wonder how well this toaster does in the shower. Let's find out. It's
No, I like listening to the radio in the bath.
Yeah, it is. It's so soothing drinking this much liquid that's green and mysterious.
You know, if you add just a little bit of bleach to your tea.
Yeah. Meanwhile, kids are like, we got to milk the most out of life. I'm like, do you? Do you?
You are. You're being a kid.
Yeah.
People are carrying you places. Yeah. Never gets better than that.
Yeah. No,
when you get tired, one of us is going to pick you up and carry you to the car. You don't have to do anything else. If I get tired, people are going to leave me right the fuck where I am.
Yeah. When I was a kid, my mom said this once, and I don't even think she necessarily even like, this might have been her philosophy once upon a time, but she was like, if I can make it a 40, I'm good. That was her mindset back in the day.
My mom said she didn't think she was going to make it to 30. Yeah. She was just like, I had a feeling I wasn't going to make it to 30. Yeah. I'm like, it's fucking dark. You had me at like 25. Yeah.
She's like, Ariel, you have an ADS stress.
You were going to turn me into Annie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, ma'am? That's if why you didn't think you were going to make it to 30, why would you have a kid at 25?
That's why you're so strong. Your mom was preparing you to be an independent woman at a very young age.
She had me in the backyard, like, fucking making fire.
It's like, this is how you survive in the wilderness. Just, no, my mom said that.
She's got me doing burpees and balancing checkbooks.
So you're going to become a prima ballerina. You're going to learn to survive in the wilderness.
You're going to know a lot of superhero names, except one. You're going to know it, but you're going to miss it.
You're going to deal with a lot of racism, but you're not going to catch it right away. So just be ready for that.
Oh, no. I was actually well-trained for the racism. Like, it's weird when you see it because you're like, oh, shit, this isn't the training. This is the thing I've been training for. This is the battlefield. But, like, I already knew. Like, in a black household in Las Vegas, and people might say, like, Las Vegas? That doesn't seem racist. It's fucking racist everywhere in this country.
Yeah. Oh.
But in Las Vegas, like, you got to really keep your eyes on a swivel, mostly because it's, like, it is that almost unprovable racism.
Yeah.
It's not like Klan. That was only once when they sent us an invitation to one of their meetings. But it's like that understated, I'm just going to fuck with your opportunities.
Yeah.
I'm going to dock you. I'm going to take this away from you so that you don't do as well as the others. And I was always like, fuck that. Give me my 2 extra points of credit. And what's funny is my mom was the same way. One of her teachers gave her like a 99 or a 98 once. Mm-hmm. And she was like, why didn't I get 100? This was like, she just asked, why wasn't it like 100? And the teacher said, oh, because I don't give any kid 100%. And she's like, well, that's stupid. My mom actually took that to up the ladder over her teacher's head. And they were like, give her credit.
That's such a spiteful thing to do.
Well, because the teacher's like, excellent, excellent paper. This is perfect.
Yeah.
And so my mom was like, if it's perfect, which you wrote here in your handwriting, why am I not getting a perfect grade? And the teacher's like, no, I'm not going to do it. And so my mom took it up the ladder to like the dean and got her 100%. And that's who raised me.
Yeah.
So you could imagine what I was like, even more rebellious than my mom.
Yeah.
Well, no, I wouldn't say more rebellious. My mom's more chaos rebellious. I'm more meticulous, organized rebellion.
I don't even know if I even am. You know what? I think I was oblivious rebellious.
Oh, yeah. You didn't know you were breaking the rules.
I didn't know. I was just like, I also didn't understand. Like, I didn't understand what classism, racism, any of that kind of stuff. So if somebody told me I couldn't do something, if I didn't understand why I couldn't do it, I would just do it. And it wasn't even like a necessary, like, you know. Again, a lot of the things I would do is, like, if it didn't actually harm somebody, I wouldn't really fully get it. It's because a lot of times when people would tell you not to do something, it'd be more of an arrogance-based thing. And those I just completely ignored.
Oh, no, I was totally the kid that was like, can I speak to you about this issue? And they'd be like, okay, just wait out there. I'll talk to you when I have time. I'm like, cool, I'll just wait. And then I'd just stand there at the window looking at them and waiting until they got uncomfortable enough to come out. I'm like, all right, what do you need? I'm like, I think that this is unacceptable, and I think that my grade should be better.
I was just annoying. I was a kid who heard
I'm sure most teachers.
Yeah, no, there was somebody who was yelling at their kid once. She called him a son of a bitch. And I said, I'm like, oh, that's why are you being so mean to yourself? She's like, what do you mean? I was like, you called him a son of a bitch. He's your son. Yeah. So you're calling yourself a bitch? And she looked at me fucking terrified because she was like, who the fuck is this child? Why is he talking to me? Get him away from me. And I legitimately processed that information the way that I said it. I was like, I wasn't trying to be mean. Yeah. I wasn't trying to roast. I was just saying, you're calling yourself a bitch. Yeah. Take it easy on yourself. You're raising a kid by yourself.
Yeah, you're not so bad, Sheila.
You're not so bad. You know, just give yourself a break every now and then.
Oh, man. Nothing adults hate more than when you, like, gotcha them a little bit. Especially if you don't intend it. If it's just one of those, like, ooh. Yeah. How fucking dare you?
Yeah, let's, you know, we got to wrap up this episode.
You've said that like four times during this episode.
I know, we're at an hour and a half, so I was like,
stop talking to me.
You keep talking.
You said we have to wrap up. I'm going to tell a quick
story. Hey, we got to run and wrap up this episode. I'm trying to wrap up this episode, and she's just complaining about the fact that we haven't wrapped yet. All right, y'all know how to follow us at I am Jose Chavez for myself and Ariel.
At Ariel underscore Washington, A-E-R-I-A-L underscore Washington.
Yep, awkwardlysocialcomedy.com. We're going to be announcing some upcoming live shows. It's probably not going to do until March. Let's just be lazy about it and get to it when we get to it.
Yeah, let's be a little lazy
bitches. Yeah, let's make it work for it. You know, if you guys have any questions, thoughts, anything like that, you can email us at awkwardlysocialpodcast@gmail.com. That's all for now. Take care. Keep life awkward, and we'll see you real soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.